Kamala Harris turns question on Secret Service into attack on Trump. By Joel B. Polak on September 17, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris turned a question about the Secret Service into an attack on former President Donald Trump in an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ, on Tuesday. Earlier, Harris said that she had spoken with Trump that morning and expressed opposition to political violence. One of the journalists then asked her whether she personally felt safe, given the failures of the Secret Service. She said that she did, but then continued. I mean, you can go back to Ohio. Not everybody has Secret Service. And there are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe. I mean, I look at Project 2025. And I look at, you know, like, the Don't Say Gay laws coming out of Florida. Sick. Members of the LGBTQ community don't feel safe right now. Immigrants, or people with an immigrant background, don't feel safe right now. Women don't feel safe right now. So, yes, I feel safe, I have Secret Service protection. But that doesn't change my perspective on the importance of fighting for the safety of everybody in our country. There is no Don't Say Gay legislation in Florida. There is a new law excluding all sexual content from early elementary education. The reference to Ohio revisited a remark Harris had made in which she claimed that Trump and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., were responsible for threats against Haitian migrants in Springfield. Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, had said stories of pets being eaten were false, but the bomb threats were hoaxes from abroad. Harris also falsely claimed that she had been at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021, Capitol riot. Both Harris and the White House have refused, despite two assassination attempts, to stop calling Trump a threat. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.